All right, up next, we'll move along to Arizona State coach Herb Sendek. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, can you tell us a little bit about Savon Goodman and what he's brought to your lineup?
Sure. We're really pleased with the way Savon has played here the last few games. Obviously, he joined our team at the end of the first semester. And, outside of his very first game where he fouled out in 7 minutes, he's really provided us with excellent play on both ends of the floor. And so we're excited about his inclusion moving forward. We're working through, adapting to having to play with him on the floor. We had one team, obviously, before he joined us, and now, trying to include him in ways that make sense.
And any thought on the league as you head into league play, Herb, just in terms of, is Arizona the clear favorite as they were a year ago, or is it that clear cut?
Yeah, I mean, I think Arizona is the clear favorite, but I think our league is exceptionally strong and has great balance.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
About five pretty close losses. I think all five are by less than 7 points. Can you take us through those kind of late games or those close games? And is that the kind of schedule that prepares you maybe a little better going forward?
Well, we have had a number of close losses. There have been different reasons. One common thread is, in several of those games, is our free throw shooting. We've left too many points at the free throw line in some of those games. And when you do that, you really have to be vastly superior to your opponent on that given night. But we think we've played a very challenging non-conference schedule. We've had to do it, for the most part, without one of our better players, Savon, who now has joined us and is ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. And we do have a follow-up from the line of Coach Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, you've had to meld a lot of new faces down there this year, including Goodman. Just how much of a challenge has it been to sort of rework your roster, so to speak?
Well, I mean, obviously, anytime you have seven newcomers, there's a transition there. They're talented young men who continue to get better. But not only have we had to include seven new players, but the guys who have returned for us, for the most part, have had profoundly different roles than they had a year ago. So, for example, a guy like Eric Jacobson, who was a reserve for us the last 2 years, all of a sudden finds himself, on the floor 30-plus minutes a game and being much more a focal point than he was when we had Jordan Baczynski. So it's not just the newcomers, but guys have different and sometimes expanded roles than they've been accustomed to at earlier points in their career. So they've had to work through that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasto, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, this kind of follows up on that a little bit, but specifically you've recruited a lot of junior college players. And I'm wondering, what's the difference between working in those guys as opposed to freshmen? Do you take a different approach, and how has that process gone with these guys?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to generalize because everybody's different. I mean, there are some freshmen who are able to make the transition quicker than others, and junior college players are the same way. But, by and large, no matter who you are, when you make the transition from high school or junior college to the Pac-12, there is a learning curve for you.
Well, do you feel like, adding as many, you know, that percentage at junior college is something that might work for you going forward to, you know, to keep the...
I do. I like what those guys have brought to our team. And so, you know, we're going to recruit the best players, both high school and junior college players, that we possibly can.
Thanks.
Your next question.
Are you got time for one more question?
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Espinoza, Pac-12.com.
Hey, Coach. You touched on it earlier, but I just want to talk about the evolution of Eric Jacobson and how he's kind of just really been that consistent force for you guys on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, no, he's off to a very solid start this year. You know, he was a terrific teammate and role player for us the first 2 years, but he's continued to get better every day and, you know, brings with him a very high basketball IQ. He really makes good decisions and knows how to play on both ends of the floor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, perfect. Herb, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend, and have a happy New Year.
All right, thanks, guys.